Hey, you damn guys, and welcome to Book Club Ember Comics. My name is John Salinas, and I'm here with... Hey, guys, are you there? It's just me. I'm going to do a podcast with myself, and we're going to talk about comic books, because this is our comic book podcast. We're a book club, and every week we tell you a comic to read, and then you read that comic, and then you listen to the show, and you listen to us talk about the comic, and then you have ideas about the comic, and then so you send us a hey, you damn guys, and that's a... email or a comment on social media or a voicemail or an actual snail mail or a psychic message that you might send out into the cosmos. And then we get your message and we read it on the show, and then we talk about what you were talking about when you were listening to us talk about the comic. And that's a book club, and that's friendship. I got some shout outs for this week. I wanted to shout out all of our book club members who have been guest hosts recently, everyone who's got other projects going on. You know, I'll link them in the show notes, but obviously we've got Mark Tweedell helping us out. You know, he's over at Multiversity Comics writing awesome articles along with Chris Egan. He's doing that as well. We've got Hayden Orr doing his awesome podcast, Last Book on the Shelf. And then we have Ross Radke doing all his awesome art, his comic art. So I'll link all those projects in the show notes. Go ahead and check those guys out. We've got Craig McKnight doing his Muffin But Good Vibes. Check out his YouTube channel. We've got Matt Strackbine doing the Letter Hack YouTube channel. He's got a bunch of stuff going on over there. I'm so happy to be a part of this family with all these different creators and have friendships with them and to be able to promote them, you know, and see their projects grow and see all the cool things that they're doing. So, yeah, get involved with the rest of the book club gang and enjoy some of those links. So check them out below. This week, due to a bunch of circumstances, you know, we weren't able to have our regularly scheduled show. You know, Danielle had a family event that she had to go attend to, and Aubrey had a personal life event that kind of impacted his week, and, you know, we're all thinking about Aubrey and sending him lots of love and stuff like that. So, anyway, it's just me this week, and so I thought for this week I could put together another outtakes episode. You know, one of the things that I do on the show is I edit the episode after we record, and I cut out a lot of stuff. You know, there's stuff that's not relevant to the episode. There's mistakes. And sometimes there's stuff that's just not... sometimes there's just stuff that ruins the flow of the conversation, and so I cut that stuff out, but I keep all those clips, and then I go back, and I try to find those gems, those cool little nuggets of information. So anyway, that's what this episode's going to be. I'm going to put together some outtakes for you guys, and I hope that you guys enjoy it. There will be some guest hosts, I'm sure, popping up as well. Let's check it out. Let's listen along to the Book Club gang. Hey, you damn guys. Sorry.
I will say this. What was I going to say? My brain doesn't work anymore.
All right, and now we're going to go on to our listener feedback.
Listener feedback.
Wow, that was like a well-oiled machine.
Fuck yeah.
Which is already making fun of another character. It's Batman, right? He's making fun of Batman.
No, I think he's just more like the Question and Etrigan.
Oh, okay. Because yeah. I thought Rorschach was like a parody of Batman.
Rorschach's more of a parody of the question.
Yeah. Oh, Rorschach's a parody of The Question, which is... Yeah.
The Question is from the Charlton Comics
days. All right.
But then, you know, kind of like the Shadow.
The Shadow. Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men.
The Question was created by, Steve Ditko, and at the same time he created another character called Mr. A that... looks exactly... He's a creator-owned character, though. So back in, like, the 60s, he looks exactly like The Question, but he's all about Ayn Rand objectivism and all that. And it's just...
Yikes! I don't like it.
I mean, I've never read, but there's a good comic strip video on it.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah.
So this guy has a monkey.
So, yeah.
Oh, what are we
I'll
doing
I'll go eat some
week?
More cobbler.
Oh, my God. Hold on, wait.
He doesn't know.
What is next Friday?
18th.
Oh, next Friday, we are doing Frankenstein Alive with Hayden Orr.
Yay! Oh, that's great.
And I already bought it a long time ago in the Comixology. It's by Bernie Wrightson.
Awesome. That's great.
Let me make sure I have the title
correct. That'll be so fun. I'm excited. Frankenstein Underground. Sonic. This song's going to be stuck in my head the rest of the night. I do this to myself.
I do that sometimes.
Yeah, it's called Frankenstein Alive. It's got an exclamation point.
One or
alive,
two.
Alive, alive. One exclamation
okay.
point.
Yes. All right, cool.
Oh, by Steve Niles and Bernie Wrightson.
Steve Niles.
It's like, it's
Adam Oh, Stream, yeah, yeah, yeah. Tom it's that. Taylor? It's the series Tom that they King, did Tom after...
King. Tom King, yeah.
After he finished his other... What was that other long-running series? Miracle Man that he did? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's with the same artist, too, right? Or is it a different...
It's two different artists. I can't remember.
Oh, was it like
right
different
now.
Timelines, like flashbacks and like current?
Mm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's 12 issues, and I don't know, man. It kind of got to. I was like, man.
I haven't read the Miracle Man series. Yeah. I've read his Vision series, and it was fucking amazing.
Oh, yeah. I haven't read that. I bought it in Comixology, but I just haven't read it yet.
It's so
I read the first issue when it came out, but. I read the first issue when it came out, but it was so long ago, I don't really remember it. But I know everybody just talks about how
it's
good
great.
It was. I was like, I'll wait until it's collected, and I never got it around to getting it.
Yeah, and then the art is with by Gabriel Walta is so good, too. But, God, speaking of Comixology, have you guys, like, lost stuff on your app?
Yeah.
Because I know I have.
Oh, I haven't even checked. I don't think so, but I hope not.
I haven't had a chance to check.
I updated last night, and I was like,
"Same."
What did you lose?
Honestly, man, I can't really remember like exactly. I haven't had a chance to really sit down and like just comb through. I had like over 400 books on my app, not all downloaded, but you know that I've purchased over the course of
in your library.
And you want to know how many it said I had in my library after it updated? 50.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
So I don't know if it's like just because it just updated and it like wasn't synced up fully, or like I said, I haven't really sat down and like looked at it to see if everything actually is gone, or if it's like somewhere in the cloud that I can like re-download it or what. But I don't know. That was very, and of course, like as soon as I got on Twitter, everybody's fucking, you know, screaming about Comixology.
I know, yeah. I was just glad this was on there because I had previously bought this already.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
I did check to make sure Invincible was still on there because like we need that right now for screenshots. But on Invincible, you used to be I don't know, you could download the DRM free versions of the comics to your library. So I did that on the Invincible trades. So I have backups of those in CBZs.
Oh, wow. Okay. Nice.
I just did that. But I was like, well, I should probably do this just in case. And I wasn't thinking anything was going to happen. And
happens. Yeah.
I don't know why they corporate synergy bullshit.
It's fucking Amazon, man.
A little bit. And Jeff Bezos wants to fucking
I know. Oh, my God. I saw it. It's like, man. Can you just not for like 5 minutes be a fucking real life supervillain? Like, just chill the fuck out.
Right.
I did see though that a bunch of people in that city were like planning on going to like the sides of that little port and throwing rotten eggs at his yacht when it passes through. And I really hope they actually do that.
Man, me too. Fuck, I'd like to go do that. Everybody should make a trip to go to Rotten Eggs and fucking Jeff Bezos. But I got to keep them because the Lord of the Rings series is coming.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck that. Fuck Lord of the Rings. We got all the Lord of the Rings we need. We've been Lords of the Rings out.
Did you see the trailer for The Ring of
Power? Did you see it, John?
No, I haven't seen it, but I heard that people already have problems with it.
Well,
so,
some people that have problems because they're like, oh, there's diversity in my LOTOR, and it's like, shut the fuck up. Like,
yes,
it's literally a fantasy world, you fucking crybabies. Like, get over it.
Yeah, it's like, you know, wizards and dragons. Oh, that's cool, but like black people.
Yeah, exactly. They have no problem with Gandalf fighting a fucking Balrog, but as soon as they see somebody with some melanin, they're like, oh, what?
Yeah.
Or a lady wearing armor or something.
Oh, even no.
Where do her boobs go? They can't fit in there.
Where do the boobs go? They need boob armor.
People
don't.
No, there's even There are videos on YouTube on why that's a bad design.
It's bad, actually.
Yeah.
It would fucking, no.
You know what they did have, though, that they don't put in the shows? Is
armor. Huge cod
I
want to
be accurate.
I mean, gigantic.
Big ones, shaped like ding-dongs.
That's how you knew who was the most fertile knight.
The cod piece was...
So let's get accurate with it, then.
The cod piece was the necktie.
I
want to
see...
They also didn't wear pants a lot of the time.
I want to see Aragorn with like a 12-inch cod piece just running around, just stabbing orcs.
Amazing. Do I hear a puppy dog adjusting in there where you're at?
Yes, you do.
Do I hear a little pup?
Yes, you do.
Aww.
Yeah.
Jingling and jangling.
I had to put them up because if I was, you know, sitting out here with the mic and everything, I know that they would be all over me, knocking stuff over, just trying to get a sniff of everything and figure out what's going on.
Aww.
So they're put up for the time being.
Their spurs are jingling and jangling.
When I when I record at home, I usually have my dog Jake asleep right behind me.
Cute.
Yeah. See, I thought about having them out, but whenever they're out, they're like all over
me.
Sure. Like Mac will push his way behind me and then like get on top of my shoulders and just like sit there. Like, hey, you're not paying attention to me. I need some attention, please. Hello? Yes.
So they're chilling. They're taking little napsies. That's cool.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
That's
they're
nice.
Good.
Yeah.
All right. I guess I got two more to get through.
Yes, but I did want to answer your question really quick because has anyone done the Liz Howard selfie? Has anyone done that yet? Where Liz is taking a selfie of her and Howard's.
Oh, cute.
That's what I want. That's my idea.
That's really cute.
Yeah.
And she's like cheesing it up and he's like, what's happening? He's got the sword. Maybe
what's
the sword
happening?
Is like, you know, you see the sword peeking out from behind his back or something like that. That was my idea. But like,
that's a really cute idea.
But they both fit in the frame. So it would when you're doing a selfie, you are crammed in the same space.
Yeah.
Together,
yeah.
So.
I mean,
you can tip a little extra for that maybe if he was. Yeah.
That would work.
Yeah. So that's my idea. And I was like, I don't think anyone's done that. Cause there's the picture of Hellboy, Kate and Abe.
Yeah.
That's been done a million times.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it's like, I don't think anyone's done that one yet. And it's like, they had cell phones.
They did.
Like, that would have happened.
That would have happened. He would have been
the hell on earth
super confused what's going
on
right
fighting,
now.
When they're fighting, you know,
amazing.
Or... Because she's all, Abe, I have a boyfriend. You know what I mean? Like, at some point, she would have taken a picture of themselves together. Anyway, it would have happened. So, that's what I want.
We could even do one of us, like, for reference.
Great,
like,
yeah.
A little, that would be cute. She could do, like, flaming bunny ears behind him.
I don't know.
I've
done that before where I've been commissioned stuff and then asked them for reference. So, I mean, that type of thing is always helpful because it just gets me, it takes away some of the uncertainty, you know, when you're staring at a blank piece of paper and you're figuring out.
Yeah.
Where to go with it.
You know, John has that Howard sword and he always is running around the backyard with that thing. So.
There you go.
All right. This is all getting cut out
anyway.
Sorry. Anything else, Ross? Did we forget to mention anything? I think that we got it all.
Yeah, I think so.
Thank you so much for your time. Yeah. Thank you so much for your time tonight. I think this is going to be a great episode. And like, now that I think of it, I'm going to post it to both channels. So I'm going to post it to the book club members. And then I'll also post it to the Hellboy Book Club because it's kind of just like a bonus episode and stuff like that. So that way we'll get the maximum amount of listeners on the show and stuff like that.
Do you mind me asking how many people have migrated over to this new podcast with you?
You know, it really depends on what we're talking about. Like
yeah.
I noticed like,
oh, really?
I noticed like the episodes
people
with,
tune in and out.
With, like some of the Baltimore episodes, like a lot of people were listening to those.
Yep.
Like a lot of people wanted to listen to those. And so we get more downloads on those than like on some of the other ones. But then like there was one thing that we talked about that a lot of people downloaded.
There
like
was one that y'all were just fucking around for no reason. And everyone wanted to hear that, right?
Or yeah, that nerding out episode. Yeah. A lot of people liked that episode. I don't know. So it really fluctuates. And we haven't quite nailed that down. And then there's like a cumulative effect too. So like some of the older episodes, they're getting more listens because they've kind of been out already for a while.
And with the Hellboy Book Club podcast, it was like people were tuning in to hear a specific thing. They knew what they were in for. It was all plotted out ahead of time, etc.
Yeah.
And this is kind of like very nebulous and sort of. So I think we're still figuring that out, and everyone's still kind of, what is this? And
I'm waiting for you guys for me to catch up, because I haven't read like the Young Hellboy. Mm. I haven't read what is it, Sarah Jewell? Like some of this other stuff that they've done recently.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm waiting for the trades.
The trades. With, I think a lot podcast. Of people are.
Yeah. Well, the Sarah Jewell one just came out. That one just came out. I still have to order that one. And the Young Hellboy one is out too.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm still waiting on some of that stuff too. But anyway, we also heard from Hayden Orr.
Hayden Orr.
Book club member.
Hmm?
He Wait, said,
isn't Danielle read Hayden?
Oh, do you want to read this
give
one?
It,
Sorry.
Give. I like any kind of moon, notes. Any kind of moon you're willing to draw for me. Draw me any kind of moon, you guys.
Okay, what about Titan?
Yeah, sure.
Right, yeah. Enceladus.
I love that one too. Io.
Cool. Europa.
All right, let's go. Come on, let's do this.
Hey, are you already recording?
Yeah.
Okay, here's some pickle talk for you.
Okay, let's do it.
At the Galleria, there's this popcorn place that I work next door.
Can I put my fingers on it?
No, I don't care.
Okay, here you go.
They sell Kool-Aid pickles.
Ooh, girl,
wait,
no.
What? Okay, back up a little bit. Okay, at the Galleria, what is a Kool-Aid pickle?
It's like these pickles that looks like it's been soaked in Kool-Aid.
Girl, no.
I want to try that. Like different flavors of Kool-Aid?
Yeah, cause, well, there's
down
like
for anything, huh?
Kool-Aid red, Kool-Aid purple, Kool-Aid blue, and I think green.
I was just thinking a Kool-Aid blue pickle sounds awesome. Have you tried one?
No, I don't want to. I mean,
mm-mm.
I want to try it.
No.
I'm going to go there just for that.
And the reason I see them is because people are walking around them, and they're in these little Ziploc, not Ziplocs, you know those plastic bags, sandwich bags?
Okay.
It's like one of them or a couple of them in there. And they're floating in the Kool-Aid juice.
Oh, shit. I'm going to fucking PayPal you some money. Will you buy me one and bring it over next time you come over from work?
Well, yeah, I'll tell you. I'll find out how much they are, and I'll do that. Because
I'm going to eat one of these Kool-Aid pickles.
Always you always want to try some bullshit.
But it's... they're just walking around, the bags hanging open, and they're just eating those pickles, and I'm like...
I always want to try some bullshit. You see some disgusting stuff, and he's like, I want to try some of that every time.
When I go to a gas station, and you see the thing, like, in the thing going around, and I'm like, do I want
to
eat that?
I'm with you on that one. I am with you on that one. My thing about these pickles is I don't like sweet pickles. I don't like bread and butter
gross.
Pickles.
So gross.
I like.
Yeah, we don't like those either.
And so when I think of Kool-Aid pickle,
it's sweet.
I think it's going to be a sweet pickle.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know
but I'm thinking more like.
Now, if it was tart.
Yep.
See, that's what I'm thinking. Like more like the chamoy pickle.
You wish. Why don't you just get a chamoy pickle? Because it says Kool-Aid pickle. So you know what you're going to get.
I know, but I like Kool-Aid. I'm going to try it.
Gross.
Yeah, I'll find out how much there are.
Man, I was just thinking this to myself. I didn't say this out loud to anybody, but I was just thinking, I was like, this man always wants to try some disgusting food. Everywhere we go, he's like, I see something, I'm like, ugh. And as soon as I think to myself, that looks gross, he goes, I want that.
I
want to
eat it.
I want to eat this. I'm like, ugh.
Would you try
every time?
Would you try cockroaches? Or other
bugs.
Times of
we
bugs.
Have eaten bugs.
Oh yeah, yeah. No.
We
have
eaten
bugs. One time, this is a funny story. We were at the museum with my niece, and they have in the vending machine at the
All
Natural
the
History Museum here in Houston. They have
they got savory, they got sweet.
They have the crickets.
Yep.
Okay.
And
cricket chips.
She said jokingly
that
she would eat one, or she dared me to eat one.
She wanted us to eat it.
If I ate one, she would eat one or something. So then she didn't expect me to actually pull out money
and
buy
we,
it.
We bought those.
And open the thing
yes.
and put two immediately in my
we
mouth.
We both ate them.
And then I gave it to her to be like, okay.
She was like,
now's
no.
your turn. And she would not. She was so upset. But she was like seriously upset. Like not like, this is funny. Ha ha
yeah,
ha.
Like
she was
like, I cannot believe
she was
you
having
just
a bad
this.
Time.
Yeah.
And oh,
so
no.
we had to like,
oh, like it's okay.
We had to
it's
like
okay.
stop and be like, okay, forget it.
It's,
forget
it's
it. Whatever.
Yeah,
whatever. It's okay. Whatever.
He was like, see, it's just a joke. It's fine. Like, he's able to calm her down, but
yes.
she was not having it.
All right. And now we're going to go on to our book club episode for the week. Oh, no, sorry.
Is that what we're going to do?
No. I skipped a big part
he
right
did.
Now. Yeah, talk
I'm
Aubrey.
I'm tucking.
Super not. Bothered me. Super not. Pollock.
Okay. Do you test your microphone, Danielle?
Red hot mama, red hot mama, you're the one.
Okay,
we
so
need.
Do like you're talking.
I'm talking into a microphone about Batman and Catwoman, and I think that this is a really good comic book, and I've been reading it, and I like it a lot. And I have thoughts about it, and I'll say those thoughts out loud. Also, this lamp is, I hate it.
Oh, sorry. I only turned that on so Aubrey could get a better look at the mask. Test, test. Hey, Matt, so are you reading that Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles The Last Ronin?
Yeah, I loved it.
They make like special bags for those comics because they're so weirdly shaped.
Yeah.
And Milagro fits perfectly in one of those.
Oh, cool.
I put mine in there.
Oh, nice.
It's the perfect size for that comic. I'll have to give you one, Aubrey, because I bought like a pack of 10 or whatever. Anyway.
Oh, that'd be nice.
But yeah, Matt, thank you so much, man. That was a lot of fun. We went like double time, so I appreciate you, and I appreciate Aubrey, you know, giving up so much of your time tonight. But
I miss you guys, man. That was really, really fun.
Yeah, that was
sincerely.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
So would you be interested in maybe doing like an Acheron episode sometime in the future?
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
awesome.
That'd be cool.
Okay, excellent. But I saw there's going to be some sort of convention down there, and Mark Laszlo is going to be there in South Carolina.
Oh, right on.
Yeah.
Cool.
And I was like, holy
shit. I
got to
check it out.
Matt's going to be in South Carolina. Yeah. So, and that dude's from Hungary, you know, so he doesn't make very many appearances to the United States. So, anyway.
Wow, cool.
Interesting that he's going to be at that convention. That would be cool if you could meet him. But anyway, I'll go ahead and let you guys go so you can get on with your evening. But
okay.
Thank you again so much. We'll be in touch, man. Thank you again.
All right, guys. Right on. Talk to you guys later.
All right. Bye. Thank you, guys. Aubrey. Bye.
Bye, guys.
All right. Let's do this. Hey, you damn guys. Welcome to Book Club Member. Hey, you damn guys. All right. You like how I went, let's do this, and I immediately fucked up.
Oh, that's all good.
Amazingly, we got some listener feedback from Rebecca Mock. Oh,
I say that again?
Let me do this again because I hit my eyes.
He's gesticulating wildly.
I gesticulated so wildly that I hit this thing.
Far beyond that. Whoops.
Oh!
You're right.
Sorry, I went far beyond that and gestured wildly and just knocked
it. Man, you guys are gesturing wildly all over the place.
I did something similar, but are you okay? Did anything like
I was very lucky to catch it before anything spilled.
Good,
oh,
good.
Nice.
Wow. Because it sounded severe on our end.
It sounded severe on our end, but I think you have a really nice microphone also.
Yeah, no, it's just it hit a hardwood table. Like my elbow hit it pretty hard.
Oh,
when
I see. Are you all right?
Okay.
Your elbow's all
right? Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay, good.
Today we're going to read issues 4-8. So if you haven't read Enigma, you know, go back, read it, listen to,
5-8.
Oh, I wrote the wrong numbers in here. Sorry.
That's okay.
Not off to a good start today.
I was going to say it's a tough word because it's not a real word.
What is a real word? I'm just kidding.
Yeah, all words are fake, man.
All words are made up.
All words are made up. They are. All words are made up. And
so,
they evolve.
The way that Mignola does the like spells and stuff is very much
where he's
like,
moving his hands around.
Yeah.
Kirby.
Sorry, go ahead, Ron.
I got an alert that says quota exceeded error. You've run out of free disk space to save a local backup of this data.
Oh,
do we want to save
this? Recording and clear out some disk space to prevent possible data loss.
Okay, hold on 1 second. I'm going to stop the recording.
Yeah, let's.
It's an integral part.
All right. I'm just adding stuff for John to cut out later.
Sorry. All right. Go ahead, Aubrey.
And hopefully make you laugh.
Yes.
When you hear it.
Oh, my goodness. I finally caught up and read Sword of Hyperborea. Hold on.
Hyperborea.
Hyperborea. Fuck, you got me doing it.
Yeah, we really got to get the
That's
show
high praise
going up
from
again.
The letter hack himself. The letter hack himself.
Yeah.
I gave you two. I think I said letter ack. So I redid
ack.
I redid it to say letter hack.
Like Mars Attacks?
So cut out the first. Yeah, cut out that first one.
But I like this bit that I'm doing about Mars
Attacks. I don't like a bit as much as you like it.
Okay.
No,
you're good.
No, you're
it's
good.
Being recorded like
you're
it's
fine.
Not gonna.
Not,
most of that stuff is not gonna
we're,
come out.
We,
and I run
okay.
like a noise filter
yeah.
through it,
okay. yeah.
so it
sort
takes
like
out all like the.
And
you're
it
good,
takes,
you're
it
good.
Takes out all the background noise and all that stuff. I'm a professional at this, Matt. In case you didn't know.
Okay. Believe me, you have all my admiration.
Come on.
That's being recorded. That's gonna be like on a blooper where
John's just going to edit. You have all my admiration over and over.
Yeah, for like 2 hours.
Absolutely.
Oh, man.
All right. And now we're going to go on. Excuse That's me. Okay. I can cut that out.
Yeah. I like when we can hear the little puppy dogs clicking around. Yeah.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
I sound fine,
I can hear
right?
you perfect. Okay. You sound great.
Yeah, you sound good.
I love to hear their little toenails clicking around and their little like collars like jingle jangle.
It makes me think of Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds song. He's a Do You Love Me? And there's like the bells in the chapel go jingle, jangle, jingle, jangle.
I think about my money don't jingle, jingle. It folds. I like it when you wiggle, wiggle. Faux show. Make me want to giggle, giggle. You know, driving in my Fiat. You really have to see it.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened to your invite. I'm gonna get on that. So just look out for that. I'm gonna send it, you know, with like a special super certified mail. How do they do that? What's it called?
Certified return receipt.
It's like a, you know, there's like a special one.
The
it's,
special mail.
You gotta pay extra.
I think that's what they call it.
You gotta pay extra to get your mail someplace.
Yeah.
If you're talking about the certified mail with return receipt.
That's what we do that. Yeah. Okay, we're going to do that.
Yeah.
So, hang tight. Hang in there.
Thank you for that very specific mailing detail,
that's what
Aubrey.
We'll do.
I love that.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I spent 14 years doing that, so.
He knows. He knows about it. By the way, we like the post office. We love it.
Oh, we're fans, yeah.
It's not their fault that they've been gutted by people who want it to not work on purpose for money reasons. We think that we should support the post office. It's good. It would work if it were allowed to work, and it is a good, positive thing for society. In any case, let's continue with the show.
Yes, let's do that.
It feels like it's been forever since I've done a proper hugged post.
No, it's supposed to be, hey, you damn guys.
Okay.
But yeah.
If...
He didn't put a Y. He put a U instead of a Y. I think that's just a typo.
I thought maybe he sneezed while he was typing.
Or maybe it was a weird autocorrect.
No, I love it.
Either I will or I won't, he responds. Kind of makes you wonder where this conversation is heading.
No, that's not what he said. That's what she said. She said, you can't answer the question with another question. Either you will or you won't. And he's like, ah, you're right.
Yeah, but then he goes, I was skipping all that. And then he goes, yeah, either I will or I won't.
Well, I didn't read that part.
Yeah.
So cut all of this out where I corrected you with something wrong. No, and I love Hans Zimmer. What happened? He's so great. He's such an incredible.
It wasn't just Hans Zimmer. Wasn't it Hans Zimmer and Junkie XL?
I don't know.
I don't know.
He's like, it doesn't matter.
I don't know. I mean,
he's amazing.
He's done more stuff. He's a musical genius. But yeah. I don't know.
He's done. So all the behind the scenes stuff that he's done on all the movies that I'm like, oh, what an incredible movie! Yes. What an amazing score! Let me look at the behind the scenes stuff on this score. Every time it's something brilliant, and to listen to him talk about it, like, wow, this man is brilliant, and it's so exciting and it's so interesting. I'm like, fuck, that's incredible. And on this behind the scenes one. It's just him, like, he's like, yes, well, I wanted to achieve this, and I think we achieved it. And then Zack Snyder's like, yeah, man, it was totally cool, bro. Rad. Hell yeah. Like, we were just like, yeah, fuck yeah. I wanted to be like, fuck yeah, it's a score. Oh, it's a rad score. And I was just like, oh, this man is insufferable. I cannot handle it.
You know, and I'm sure that there are parts of the score that are good. There's this one refrain. Maybe I'll put a clip of it in here. There's this one refrain that I just don't really like, and they play it a million times throughout the movie.
Is it the Wonder Woman one?
No, okay. I actually like the Wonder Woman one. I actually like that one. Anyway, let's go on.
Okay. But I just mean that, like, it's typically like when he's explaining what he's doing, it's really mind blowing, and then in this one, he's like. Yeah, we did a score for this movie, and there's, you know what I mean? And I was like, okay, that's pretty much sums up.
I think you're thinking of the Man of Steel one.
Whichever.
I like the Man of Steel score. That's
okay.
Not the score that we're talking about.
Right.
We didn't even watch the behind the scenes of Batman.
Oh,
Superman.
Was that the other one? Anyway, well, cut all that out then, but.
Yeah, really.
So on this particular one, I figured, like, you know, not only can we talk about the comic, but I think maybe you spend like 10 or 15 minutes talk about, you know, the Claremont X-Men run and what we liked about it.
Oh yeah, no, that would be great. Yeah.
What happened after the Dark Phoenix saga?
The Fall of the Mutants, the Mutant Massacre.
When Dark Phoenix came back.
That would have been X-Factor. There's Inferno. Yeah.
All the famous stuff that people keep redoing over and over again. Basically.
Pretty much, exactly. Yeah. Basically, everything that the X-Men movies did, they got from Claremont.
Okay, that makes sense.
And like the 90s X-Men cartoon was kind of heavily influenced by the Claremont line.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Yeah. Well, at least I'm sure the outfits a bit as well.
Oh, that was definitely based on Jim Lee's designs.
Yeah.
Didn't Jim Lee work with him at any point, though?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so.
All that X-Men 248 or somewhere around there, 238, that was all Jim Lee and Claremont, right?
Sure.
Yeah, I got like two thick omnibuses of Claremont. It's like the Claremont Jim Lee run.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's also got like Mark Silvestri and
all that stuff.
Don Romita and all those people in it,
All right. Let's get started.
I used to be the king of Gotham.
Ah, damn it.
Oh, was that yours?
Yeah, no, I'll find something else.
No, I can find something else. I'm sorry. I can't believe we picked the same thing. We never do that.
I know.
Jeez. You should do it too. You should be I used to be the king of Gotham.
Oh, there you go.
No, let me find another
That's
one.
That's a good one,
I'm sorry.
Though. That would be good.
Let me see.
Well, I was going to ask one of y'all to say king of beers right after I said it.
That's what they tell him.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so you're going to do that. So let me find something really quick.
Yeah. Oh. Can you hear it? Talk, Wes.
Wes, you there?
Now you can hear me. Hey, oh, bop-bop, beep-bop.
I love bop-bop, beep-bop. What's up, Wes?
I put those in there. Hey, what's up, Daniel?
What's up? It's so good
Not
to
too
hear
much.
Your
Nothing's
voice.
Up. And I haven't stopped hearing your guys' voices. Still been hearing your guys' voices. I thought about that when John was like, oh, I haven't talked to you in a while. And I was like, I've heard you guys.
That's great.
Anyway, Wes, it's good to be hanging out with you again.
Yeah, it was cool hanging out with you guys. I'm glad you guys invited me.
Awesome. Oh, yeah. So we'll talk a little bit about
especially for some Warwick
Halloween stuff. Yes, I wanted to get you on for this one. I thought it would be a lot of fun. All right, let's get started.
It should be like a lightning bolt at the beginning of the podcast.
My specific.
You guys are
sound
making.
Clip.
You guys are making lines, but I can't hear you.
Oh,
so wait! You can't hear me.
You can't hear us.
Hear
we can hear you.
Can you hear us?
Oh, I can. I can kind of hear you.
What happened? All of a sudden, it changed.
Oh, now I can hear you. I don't know what happened. We have a crazy storm that's going on here right now.
Oh, I see.
Oh.
Okay.
It's called Ian.
Let me know if
Damn it Ian.
Let me know if that happens again where you can't hear
Okay.
it. All right.
That was weird because you like all of a sudden you guys were just like not there and then all of a sudden it sounded like robots, a bunch of robots.
Oh,
wow,
weird.
That's weird. Okay.
That is because a bunch of robots came in and started making a bunch of noise and then mysteriously left. Sorry about that.
I'm glad they left. I was hoping
it's a real problem over here
or something, and like
right
everything
now.
Was glitching.
We're having a hurricane of robots.
Okay, all right.
And I'm Aubrey Lovelace saying, "Oh crap, where did I write it down? Here we go."
That's a good one.
Did you thank Paul from Gardahern?
We didn't have the listener feedback theme.
Oh, that's right, we didn't do that.
But thank you, Paul, for that theme that we're not using today. next week, Silver Surfer or Hellboy?
No, we're gonna go to the Fuck, what should we do?
I'll do both takes and you decide.
Okay.
As always, special thank you to Paul from Gotahorn for the letter hack. The letter hack, sorry. our logos are from Matt Strackby. No, from, I'm sorry. Woo, Scroop. All right, here we go. Okay, so next week.
Fucking book club, join it.
Join the book club. Next week, we are going to begin... we're going back to Baltimore and reading the first few chapters of The Baltimore Book by Mike Mignola and Christopher Golden.
Oh, I booked a hot air balloon flight. Booked the whole tour. I'll see what I can do. I mean,
oh, well, I mean, you can't miss a hot air balloon, Danielle. But everybody else, you need to get that book out. And that audio book is out now, too. And join us on Book Club Member Comics. Are you ready for take two?
Yes. Oh my gosh. Aren't we a bunch of rascals? Yeah, I really enjoyed that. I hope that you guys enjoyed that too. And thanks to all of our guest hosts who come on and allow me to edit them and have incriminating evidence of everything that they said that I cut out of the episode. So thank you guys, and thank you all of our book club members for listening. We'll be back on our regular schedule next week. We'll be covering Baltimore, The Cult of the Red King Part 2. So you guys know what to do. Check out those floppies, the digitals, the trades, the omnis, and join us next week on Book Club Member Comics. Thanks for listening, everybody. I'm John Salinas, and I'm being sucked into a portal. Oh, no.